Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We are not talking about the wedding yet. We are not talking about the wedding yet, as much as we want to.
I'm talking about the wedding. I'm just talking at Bill, though, when the mics are off.
Not until 7:20 this morning. 7:20 this morning, we will get into a recap of Alyssa's wild weekend in Las Vegas. She is back, though, this morning on the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, now a married woman. Yeah, we'll get into it.
I'm a wife.
Yeah.
I'm a wife. I have a husband. What? That sounds so adult.
So again, 7:20, we're going to stop ourselves from doing any wedding talk right now. 7:20 this morning.
Okay, I'll hold back. I'll reel it in.
So what do we talk about here?
Yeah, what else is going on? What I miss?
You want a Coach Bill update?
Oh, yes. Yes. How's that going?
My soccer team. I am coaching my son Drew's soccer team this fall season. We're down to the last week of the season. It's this week, so we've got a practice tonight, practice tomorrow, and then our final game on Sunday. We won this past Sunday.
Okay, there we go.
A very exciting game, and so now we're at 4-3. So in our losses, we've been blown out in all of our losses, so three losses. But in our wins, we've blown the other team out.
It's all about balance.
There's been no close games at all.
We don't need any nail biters.
Like, it might be close at halftime, but in the second half, somebody usually sends it in one direction or the other, and we're the ones that exploded, had like four goals in the second half on Sunday. So we won 6-2.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, our final game. So this will be, will I end the season as a 500 team with the equal amount of wins and losses, or will I have a winning season?
I think you can make it a winning season.
What if it rains tonight? Because it's supposed to rain. I think it's supposed to start raining this morning and rain like all day.
Hey, man, I don't know. I got off a plane and all of a sudden it was winter. So
yes.
I don't really know what's going on here.
Yeah, it's 44 degrees right now in Cleveland. I'm seeing rain all day today. Do I make the kids practice in the rain tonight?
Yes.
Really?
You have your final game. You're trying to go for that winning season. It doesn't matter what they want.
It's going to be rainy, chilly, muddy. I don't know.
Honestly, I almost feel like the boys will have more fun with that. Don't you?
We'll see. I don't know. We'll see if the parents go for that. The parents might not want the kids practicing in this.
Well, you tell them. I'm trying to get myself a winning season here. It does not matter what you want. It matters what I want. I'm the coach.
7:20 this morning. We talk about Alyssa's wedding. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Welcome back, Alyssa.
Woo!
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
Jelly Roll, the Q Morning Show, Q104. I am not okay, and that's because I'm cold.
Yeah, I'm freezing.
That was the first thing that Alyssa noticed when she hopped off the plane yesterday.
Yeah, because we were sweating bullets in Las Vegas. It was seriously like in the 90s the whole time. And when we left, it wasn't that cold. It was a little brisk, a little bit of a chill in the air.
Yeah.
But we got back and I was like, what happened?
Well, I feel like we haven't had enough fall days. Now, I look ahead to this weekend. This weekend looks really nice. This weekend looks very fall-like.
Oh, but, okay.
But right now, yeah, we've got rain. It's very chilly. It's very yucky.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was hoping that we didn't, like, skip fall and we're into winter now. I don't think that's the case.
Don't even say that. Don't say that. I'm not ready for that.
Well, I was kind of worried. In fact, last Friday, the family and I went down to Amish country.
Oh, fun.
And that's a 90-minute drive south.
Uh-huh.
And so we were hoping to see some fall foliage. And I'll be honest with you, there's not a lot of fall foliage out there.
Really?
The reason being, I think, and I'm not the expert by any means, but I think because it's been so warm going into October, I don't think these leaves had a chance to change, adequately change their colors. And so I thought it looked very green on the way south. And now I'm like, wait a minute, is it winter now?
What happened? Yeah, no, I'm not ready to skip fall. It hit me last night. I was thinking of all the fall things that I want to do before fall is over. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have that long. I don't have that many weekends left.
I think we still have some time here, but I'm just curious. Has anyone turned on their heat yet?
I did.
When? Last night?
Yes. I literally got home and our AC was still on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh no, no, no. We got to change this up. So I turned the heat on. And Bryce, who, if you've been listening to the show, you know that this is going to be his first winter. He goes, is something burning? I said, oh yeah, that's the heater. That happens when you turn it on for the first time of the year.
Yeah. Has he ever had to turn on a heater in his life?
No. I'm not even kidding. I don't think he has.
216-474-0104. It is kind of a point of pride for Midwesterners. Especially, like, my wife Paula brags about how we haven't had the air or the heat on.
Oh, I know. That is really a bragging point.
A month now. And I'm just wondering, like, this morning, I was pretty chilly getting ready for work this morning. I'm like, God, I wonder if the heat should be on. 216-474-0104. Is your heat on yet? Or are you holding off?
Not me.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Well, Alyssa, you might be the oddball. I didn't find anybody who has turned on their heat yet.
Really? Yeah, I might have just gotten a little too excited yesterday, but I was in shock when I got off the plane and I was like, oh, oh my God. Oh my God, it's so cold.
Come on, man. That's a rookie move on your part. You're a native.
I have been away for years. Okay, I'm still getting used to this again.
Yeah, I went through the same adjustment.
I like had to stop myself from actually putting on a winter jacket and a scarf today, but I didn't because I knew you would make fun of me.
I kept telling myself, all right, people kept telling me and I kept telling everybody else. I said, I think my blood thinned when I was in Arizona. And I think that because in Arizona, when it would drop below 75, I was freezing.
Right. Well, see, the thing is that I've always come home for the holidays. So yeah. I have experienced like technically winter here every single year, even while I've been gone. But I'm always prepared. I always have layers. I have jackets. Yesterday, that just came out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I was not prepared.
I should have warned you. You mentioned, though, that you hope that we're not running out of time to do fun fall activities.
Mm-hmm.
But is Cedar Point Hollow Weekends on that list, by the way, of your bucket list?
It actually is. So my husband and I have season passes that we've only used once. Mm. So I'm like, we've got to go. Really, we need to go at least two more times to pay them off. But as long as we get there at least one more, I'll be content.
Yeah. By the way, we have Cedar Point Hollow Weekends tickets for you. 7:55 this morning during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. What else is on that fall bucket list of yours?
Okay, so of course, I had to have Mapleside. I love Mapleside in Brunswick.
I've never been. I've heard of it. I've never been. It sounds like a place that I should have taken the kids.
It's a farm. It's like an apple orchard. It's very family friendly, but like you are kind of up on a hill, so you can really see all those fall colors you were saying that you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You will see them at Mapleside. And I mean, honestly, I haven't been there in a couple of years, but they have redone like everything and it looks massive now. It's packed every single weekend. But they have really good apple cider, all the fun family fall things that you could ever want, pumpkins, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on there. I also, this is the time of year that I switch from Fathead's Bumbleberry to Fathead's Spooky Tooth. So I got to get myself one of those because I haven't had one yet. I love Spooky Tooth. Have you had one of those?
I don't think I've had one of those. I have seen this in my fridge recently. I believe it's the Great Lakes Oktoberfest.
Yeah. I haven't tried that one, to be honest.
So I've had that the last few weekends during Fire Pit Fridays.
Oh, very nice. Well, I highly recommend Spooky Tooth be added to that roster as well.
Okay.
And, you know, this is really one of those things that I'm going to have to figure out when to do it because it's going to be without Bryce. Seven Floors of Hell. I love haunted houses. He does not.
He doesn't like them at all?
No. He will do it for me. But like there's like seven different houses at Seven Floors of Hell. I don't want to take him to that. I don't want to make him go through seven. He might make it through two.
I have to ask the kids how they feel about haunted houses.
Oh, I love that. I think that they're so fun.
Like, should I actively be taking them to? I don't know. I think it's they're probably still a little too young.
I think so. I think they might be just a tad too young. But
haunted houses are more of an adult thing.
I would say, once they get to high school,
teenager adult.
Yeah.
Thing. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Very good. Good vibes on the way at 6:55 this morning. If you have a good vibe you want to share with us, 216-474-0104. Our good vibe is that Alyssa is back this morning, and we're going to hear all about her wedding in Vegas coming up this morning at 7:25.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's say good morning to Lynn in Strongsville. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with all of us.
I just got a new puppy. It's a Bernese Mountain Dog. His name is Brewer, and he is so cute. It's like a little fluff ball. I'm just like obsessed with him. It's making me so happy.
I would be obsessed with Brewer, too.
He's so cute. I can't even tell you.
Where did you find Brewer?
Well, I got him from a breeder because I specifically wanted a Bernie. But he's so sweet. I had a drive to get him, like, 3 hours. And then on the drive back, he was, like, cuddling on my lap. Like, I feel like we're already bonded. Like, it's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. We don't deserve dogs.
We don't. We really don't.
I'm not even a dog person. And I'm like, we don't deserve them. They're too good for this world.
It's true. They're better than us, for sure.
I feel like we should start some sort of a puppy club where people can send us pictures of their dogs. Because we get calls like this all the time. Dogs and cats. I don't know. I'm just basically brainstorming out loud.
I would love to see some furry friends.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have too many pictures of puppies. It's impossible.
There's no such thing. The limit does not exist.
We just put them online and you would see, you know, the name of the listener and then their puppy.
I would say we could do like puppy of the week, but like, how are we going to pick? We couldn't do that. I can't pick favorites.
We'll work it out. We'll figure it out. Thank you, Lynn. We appreciate you calling up and enjoy the new addition to your family.
Thanks.
Tell Brewer we said hi.
Oh, I will.
216-474-0104. Alyssa just got back from Las Vegas. She got married in Vegas. We'll get into all of that this morning at 7:25. But your cats, where were your cats while you were in Vegas?
Oh, they were partying at home without us. I had my mom and my stepdad go check on them at one point while we were gone. But when we got back yesterday, oh man, they were all over us. I had one cat like laying on my shoulder, the other cat laying on my legs. I had no room to myself, no personal space, but that's okay. We miss them a lot. So.
And you're like, my cats, they do love me.
I know. I was like, oh my God, they did miss us.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Good morning, Q104, The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Guardians. Not the start that we wanted to have last night, but
we got more games.
It's a best of seven series.
Yeah, we got time.
I was, in a way, like selfishly and feeling guilty at the same time that I went to bed early last night.
Oh, you didn't watch?
Because no, I did watch, but I stopped watching in the seventh inning. It was 4-1. And I'm like, well, I might as well just go to bed. I texted my friends. I'm like, if anything happens, call me. I'll get back up and turn the TV back on.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Did anybody call you?
No, nobody called me. They lost 5-2.
Surprised nobody called you in tears. Like, Bill, but they lost.
Another game tonight. And then the series is coming home Thursday. 5:08 game. So that won't be a late game on Thursday.
Did you see what A-Rod said? I didn't like that very much.
I did see what he said.
I didn't like that very much. I hope we can prove him wrong.
What A-Rod said, and this is just during one of those where the TV people are sitting around talking about the game, and he was talking to Derek Jeter, and he said, yeah, the Yankees' road to the World Series is really easy.
I know. I was like, excuse me, sir, have you been keeping up with our Guardians, like, at all?
Yeah.
Have you watched?
It's Cleveland versus everybody. Always. All the time.
Yeah, who even is? Does he even know anything about baseball? I don't know.
A-Rod? He knows how to cheat.
Yep, and he knows how to talk some smack. So, like I said, I hope we can prove him wrong and make him eat his words.
Where were you when you were in Las Vegas on Saturday when you heard about the Guardians win on Saturday? Or do you know anything about it?
Oh, I mean, like, I will say it's the first thing that I did when I woke up. Was look at the score.
On Sunday morning?
No, on Saturday. Because they played it. Didn't they play it like 1:08?
They did.
Which is 10:08 in Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
So, like...
When did you get up on Saturday?
I slept in a little bit. I woke up at like 11 for a second. And then I went back to sleep for a little bit.
Okay, so the Guardians game was over by the time that you woke up in Vegas on Saturday morning?
By the time that I remembered to look at it, I looked around and I said to everybody, I was like, did the Guardians win? Everybody's like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, oh, come on, you guys. And like looked it up. So I didn't look it up till maybe like 4 o'clock p.m. Vegas time.
I was thinking about this. Like if I was there, if I was in Vegas for your wedding, I would have snuck off to a sports book somewhere to go watch that. That would have been incredible.
We wanted to go to like there's like a stadium swim that's like a sports book pool.
Yeah.
But everybody was like, I don't really feel like spending any more money.
And so
by Saturday. So we just used the pool at our hotel and we're just keeping up on our sports on our phones.
Wow. Friday must have been super crazy then. And we are going to talk about that coming up. Alyssa's wild wedding weekend in Vegas. We will start talking about that at 7:25 this morning. Do you know what I read this morning about Shaboozy? I mean, I think I knew this, but then I didn't know this. Shaboozy has been number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Is that right?
Or 200, Hot 200, for 14 weeks now.
So he's literally dominated the whole summer plus some.
I think it's too late in the summer. Because I don't think this song was the song of the year, or the song of the summer, excuse me.
No, that was definitely Sabrina Carpenter.
But in April, when I first heard this song, I predicted this song
would be the song of the summer.
But I think that people just discovered it too late because now it's still number one on the Billboard Hot 200.
Well, there's never a bad time of year to go to a bar, so.
Shaboozy on Q104.
My baby born in Birkin. All this time I've wasted. You were right there all along.
Miles Smith, Stargazing, the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa has returned to the Q Morning Show this morning as a married woman.
That's me. I'm a missus.
Her wedding weekend was in Las Vegas. We will probably do a deeper deep dive into Alyssa's wedding on our podcast, Can't Read, Can't Write.
Yeah, we don't have time to get into all of the debauchery right now.
I guess just give us the highlights, Alyssa, because we haven't talked about this at all this morning. What are the highlights from your wedding weekend in Las Vegas?
Well, first of all, it was fantastic. It was such a fun weekend. If anybody is thinking about just running off and getting married in Vegas, 10 out of 10 recommend. I'm sorry to all the mothers out there listening that are like, but I want to see my baby get married. No, let her go to Vegas. Let him go to Vegas.
My mother was still upset about it this past weekend.
What? Really?
Yeah. Because we talked about it because we were sitting outside at Fire Pit Friday and she was talking about, I can't believe that Alyssa is in Vegas and her mom's not there. And then she started talking about how I did the same thing and I must be a bad influence. And I'm like, no, Alyssa had this. She had this decided a long time ago.
I love that she thinks that you're just a bad influence on me, though. That's right. Fantastic. But no, but it was so much fun. We had the best time. It was super hot in Vegas, but Bryce was so brave, and he wore his suit, and it was so sweaty by the end of it, but it was, so much fun. We went to the Little White Chapel. Well, we went to go pick up the marriage license, and then we went to the Little White Chapel, and we did the thing, and it was honestly so fun. The Reverend, she, like, had, like, very fun, like, Elvis-y music playing. Like Tennessee Whiskey was what she did when she was like doing the vows. The whole ceremony itself was maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I remember that too. My ceremony was like, was done in a flash.
Oh,
like,
it was so fast.
And it was, and I did remember, let me ask you this, because I remember standing there and looking inside the chapel and it was completely empty. You had people there though. Did you at all regret not having more people at any point?
No.
Okay.
No, I had literally zero regrets. It was perfect. We got a party bus that we rented to go to the chapel.
I was just going to ask you, you got the party bus.
We did. And I honestly, I don't even know who mentioned it. Somebody, I think on the air, had mentioned it like last week. And I was like, wait, that does sound fun. I hadn't considered this.
Right.
So I managed to get one of those very last minute. But it was great because it was so hot that we could kind of just like right after the ceremony, we just ran onto the bus and we just drank on the bus in the AC and got to go ride the strip, see all the sights, went to like the fabulous Las Vegas sign. We went to two of them, actually, got some more pictures. And just kind of rode around and had some fun. We got to control the music, which I loved.
I see the first pictures are up on your Instagram.
Yes, I posted some pictures up on my Instagram, and I also shared them on our the Q Morning Show Instagram. Oh, so
they're on our stories right now?
Yeah, they're on our stories. So if you're not already following me, you can see them there.
Let's bring in Sydney from Broadview Heights. I think she has a question. Sydney, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Alyssa.
Good morning.
So I wanted to know, when you think about your wedding day or like the entire wedding weekend, what is that moment that you'll always remember? Like forever, this is going to be your favorite memory from your wedding day.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, that's tough.
Thank you, Sydney. All right, you think about it.
Yeah, that's tough. There's a lot of good moments.
We'll come back if you have additional questions for Alyssa about her wedding weekend, 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Cedar Point Hollow Weekends tickets. We have those. We get to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge again this morning coming up. We're going to ask you to call in within the next 10 minutes or so. Sydney in Broadview Heights had a question just a few minutes ago. I'm paraphrasing here, but her question was, Alyssa, what is the moment that you'll always remember and it will forever be your favorite memory of your wedding day? Have you had a chance to think about it?
I did. There are so many good moments from that day, but I think I've narrowed down to two. One of which is really sweet and cutesy. The other is just hilarious. Which one do you want?
You don't have time to tell both?
I can tell both. Which one do you want first?
Just give me both. Just
all
give
right.
me,
oh, give so me, yeah, the give really me, cute one.
Give me hilarious last. Yes.
Okay. I'll give you the cute one first. So when we're sitting there, we did like the pink Cadillac wedding. Like, so we sat in the back of a pink Cadillac as we were getting married. And we were both sitting there like on it, like on top of it. And the Reverend is like saying her little spiel. And at one point I like, cause she said like, you know, just look at me. Don't look at your friends. Don't look at the camera. Just look at me. And so I was looking at her and then I did look at my friends and I saw like my friends and my sisters like ugly crying.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, nope, not them. And so then I turned to Bryce and just like locked in with him for the rest of the time and was just like staring at him. And I was like, oh, this is so cute. Cause I was like, you're my safe space to not cry. And like, it was just really sweet. And he was trying to choke it back too. And I was like, all right, guys, I need everybody to get it together right now. I can't ruin my makeup. So, but we made it through and we were all happy. But that was like such a cool moment having people around us, being in Vegas, but also just being so locked in with Bryce in that moment of just like everything and the vows and I do's. And it was very cool.
That's
I can't
so
explain
awesome.
It.
That's a great memory.
But then the funny one, we got a cake and we did like cake and champagne in the room afterward.
Okay.
And
did In-N-Out happen, by the way?
We did not. It was so hot. We did not want to be outside literally any longer than we needed to.
Okay.
In like our full wedding getup. My husband was about to die of heat exhaustion.
Okay.
Like the bus driver kept trying to stop for picture ops and I was like, you don't get it. His back is soaking wet.
Right.
He can't get off this bus. But we did cake in the room and I was like, Bryce, you cut it. I don't want to cut it. I don't like cutting cake. And this kid takes the thing to cut it. And instead of cutting it the way that you would a cake, slice by slice, he cut the whole cake like symmetrical into even slices. It was wild. And like, as it was happening, the more that he cut, all of our friends and family were like, oh, he's just going for it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just doing it. And there's pictures. There's a photo progression of my face and the horror on my face that I posted on my Instagram story. And he was like, what? I'm cutting it into even slices. And we were like, that's not how you,
that's
oh my God,
how
that's
you
not how you cut a cake. But you know what?
I'll
I will
be honest,
never forget it.
I don't know how to cut cake either. I don't know if I've ever cut a cake.
He just cut all the slices evenly. Mm-hmm. And the whole cake was like lightweight destroyed afterward. And we were like, wow. Okay. Thank you, Bryce.
So did he take like leftover slices and put them in saran wrap, put them in the fridge or something?
No.
We
thought about trying to bring a slice back, but it was just not in the cards. Also felt like it might be a little gross. So.
Well, those are wonderful memories.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a lot of fun.
And Alyssa and I are going to do a deeper dive into her wedding. That'll be on not today's episode, but next week's episode of Can't Read, Can't Write, our podcast where we talk about things in much longer form.
I have so many stories.
Can't wait to hear them. Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up next.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Okay, Alyssa has returned from Las Vegas. She got married last Friday. We are ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Karen in Strongsville is our contestant this morning. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for your three questions?
I've been waiting all morning.
All right, let's get into it. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Karen. The name of the television series that took place at the fictional Bayside High School. Their principal was Mr. Belding, and Zach Morris was one of the students.
Saved by the Bell.
Question two. What massive concrete structure spans the Colorado River between Nevada and Arizona and provides hydroelectric power to millions of people in the Southwest?
Hoover Dam.
You're too good for this. Question number three might be a little difficult.
Oh, boy.
It is an audio question. Karen, can you name this animal? Do you need to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Karen, can you name that animal?
I'm going to go with the cicada.
Karen, you went 2 for 3 today.
All right.
I hear lots of kids in the background. Where are you right now?
I'm getting ready to start the school day.
Oh, and the kids sound like they're up and at them, ready to start learning.
Ready to enter the classroom.
Let's bring Alyssa in here.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
And she's entering the studio right now. As a married woman, it's Alyssa Rose. Da, 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 da.
What did I just walk into?
Her first time playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge as a married woman, Alyssa Rose. Meet Karen in Strongsville.
Oh, good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Karen went 2 for 3 today, Alyssa. So you need 2 to tie and 3 to win. Question number one. The name of the television series that took place at the fictional Bayside High School. Their principal was Mr. Belding, and Zach Morris was one of the students.
Saved by the Bell.
It's all right. Karen leads 2 to 1. Question two. What massive concrete structure spans the Colorado River between Nevada and Arizona and provides hydroelectric power to millions of people in the Southwest?
Oh, the Hoover Dam.
Did you go see the Hoover Dam when you were in Vegas?
Nope. Never seen it.
It was right there.
Yeah, I know. And I've been to Vegas a million times, and I've still never made a stop. There's too many other things to do.
Question number three. It is an audio question today. Alyssa Rose, can you identify this animal?
What?
Name that animal.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, my God. I hate that sound. Is it a squirrel?
No, but you're close. That is the sound.
A chipmunk.
Of the wily raccoon.
What? No! I'm done with you! A raccoon?
That is the sound of a raccoon.
Say it right or I'm gonna give you a buzzer.
I'm saying it correctly.
You're not.
That's a raccoon.
Literally nobody agrees with you. Not a single person listening right now thinks that you are saying that right. It's raccoon.
Karen, you ask your class today and settle this for us, all right?
I will, but I'm with Alyssa on this one. I've never heard anyone say it like you do.
I
don't hear myself saying it incorrectly. We will have to settle for a tie today during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You were wonderful, Karen. We have a Q104 pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero.
Delicious. Thank you. My name is Karen, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Put $5,000 in your hand. Download the free Odyssey app and listen to Q104 for at least 1 hour to get your entry to fall into 5K a day. Q104. WQAL HD1. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sabrina Carpenter, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa has returned from the strip in Las Vegas. She got married on Friday, and she brought back souvenirs.
I did.
One souvenir's for me.
Got a little welcome to Las Vegas magnet.
I'll put that on the fridge. Believe me, I use magnets on the fridge.
Well, good. I'm glad, because you have another one.
We have, you know, like school, you know, the kids, and when they get tests back or something like that, those go up on the fridge still.
Mm-hmm.
Lottery tickets go up there. So
I was trying to find one that said, like, just married in Vegas for you, because I know that you and Paula were married there too, but I couldn't find one.
Yeah, but we didn't just get married in Vegas.
It's the whole point, though.
You'd be 17 years too late.
It's the thought that counts.
But Alyssa brought back a souvenir for herself, which I think is very funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. I brought it in. I was so proud this morning. I like whipped it out. I had to show Bill.
What do you have over there?
I have the biggest Browns fan of them all. A signed and certified Joe Flacco Cleveland Browns autographed jersey.
But you didn't pay $1 for that.
I didn't. And I also did not steal it.
How did you get a signed Joe Flacco jersey?
Well, let's see here. Shout out to Rick Nera. Apparently, he's from Cleveland. There was this guy downstairs in our hotel. He was selling all these autographed football jerseys, probably all jerseys, really. And he had a bunch of them on the table all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And after we got married, you know, we came back in totally dressed up still. And I don't even know what I was doing, but I came over to get in the elevator because that's where the table was. And he was like, little lady. But you're from Cleveland?
Little lady.
Somebody else in our group must have said that we were from Cleveland. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, where at? And I was like, well, Cleveland. Are you from Cleveland? And he was like, yes. Where? And I was like, ah, okay. If you're from there, then I will divulge. Brunswick. And so then we got to talking, and he gave me a free Joe Flacco signed jersey and was like, that's for your husband since he's new. And I was like, you don't understand how much he does not watch football. But I am going to give it to my dad for Christmas.
So I'm guessing that the signed Joe Flacco jersey isn't worth anything because I can't believe this guy just gave it to you for free.
Also, though, Midwest hospitality. It's one of those things that, like, when you meet someone else from Cleveland and you're not in Cleveland, it's always, like, a very exciting, special moment that it's like you they, instantly have this bond.
They just want to give you things for free. They want to give you things that they're trying to sell. Just take it.
I guess. I know. I was like, are you sure? He was like, yeah, it's your wedding gift. And I was like, oh my God, okay. Like, so now I have a autographed Browns jersey.
Yeah, either it's not worth anything or it's a fake.
It has a certificate of authenticity in there.
Now, how do I know that the certificate of authenticity is authentic?
I don't know. You just have to have some faith. That's okay. I don't know.
I got to tell you, I mean, the way that the Browns have been playing so far this year, I would imagine that that jersey would be pretty valuable here in Cleveland.
I was going to say, wasn't Joe Flacco like pretty decent, all things considered?
Everybody wants Joe Flacco back.
That's what I'm saying. I saw that yesterday and I was like, cool, I'm ahead of the curve. I got a signed Joe Flacco jersey. I have no idea what that means. I don't even know what position he was.
You don't even know what position?
I don't. What was he?
He was the quarterback.
Oh, I
don't know. Maybe you shouldn't give it to your dad. Maybe you should try to sell it yourself.
No. This is the beginning of my Christmas gifts right here. So,
okay. So we have things that we want to get into. We could get into the most expensive thing that you ever received for free. We could do that. I remember last week when I told you the story about how I potentially made a friend.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
When I was at the suicide walk, uh-huh. And we kind of hit it off, and I was trying to figure out how to get in contact with him.
And whether or not you should call him at work, because that's the only right. number that you found for him.
Because I discovered where he worked, and I could just call his work. And,
totally
and
not creepy.
Well, I did make contact with him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. So I'll explain that. And then maybe we could get into the unusual friend that you have.
Okay.
Because of another conversation that Alyssa and I were having last week. So 216-474-0104 is the way that you get in touch with us, by phone, by text. We'll be back. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Fold into 5K a day with Q104.
Can't cover my job.
Taylor, Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Taylor and Travis were at the Guardians game last night. Did you see that?
I did. I was actually, when I saw it on Instagram, I was zooming in to see, like, does she have a single shred of Cleveland gear on? I didn't see any.
Nothing, and he didn't either.
I know.
Were you disappointed by that?
I was a little upset, but I knew that they were rooting for the guards.
Now, see, I'm glad you brought that up. How do we know that?
Okay, sorry. Backtrack. I know that Travis was rooting for the guards.
How do we know that?
He's a Cleveland boy. Come on.
He wouldn't be the first person to live or be from Cleveland.
Oh, but he's always repping Cleveland. His podcast is literally called, like, In the Heights.
I've never seen him do anything with the Guardians.
Him and Jason have a beer out of Columbus. You're going to tell me that he wouldn't be rooting for the Guardians?
Browns? Yes, I've seen it. Guardians? Haven't seen it. And I'm not saying it's not out there. I just haven't seen it.
Mm.
I have not seen him rep the Guardians. And it makes me wonder, does he root for the Yankees, similar to how LeBron James used to be a fan of the Yankees, or still is?
Maybe. The only reason that I could think that they may have been rooting for the Yankees is, like, I know Taylor is, like, a big New York girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she has an apartment there.
Yes.
So I don't know if maybe, like, she's... I don't really see her being a sports fan in general, other than her boyfriend.
I thought it was... It was odd because I don't think... Because I was thinking, well, maybe because they're in Yankee Stadium, they don't want to wear Guardians gear in Yankee Stadium. But then she has attended Chiefs games in the visiting stadium wearing Chiefs gear.
But that's what I'm saying. That's her boyfriend's team. Of course she's going to rep the Chiefs, even when they're not in their home stadium.
Right. No, I get it. I'm not blaming Taylor. She doesn't have a dog in this fight. What's the expression? Is that it?
I don't know. I've never heard that, but you know what? Sure. We'll go with it.
She doesn't have a stick in this game. That's not correct.
It's getting
either.
Worse.
Right.
Well, I don't blame her. Travis or Taylor, if you're listening, if you could call us and confirm or deny that you were rooting for the Guardians, we would really appreciate it.
And they're not going to be in Cleveland either. There's no way. Because she had the weekend off from rehearsals from the Eras Tour, which may begin this weekend in Miami. Or maybe it's next weekend. And then he's got to play football again this week. So
yeah, he does that.
I don't think we're going to see Taylor or Travis in Cleveland at the end of this week.
Welp.
Sorry.
If we keep going in the playoffs, maybe we'll see them.
In the World Series? I like how you're thinking. I would like to see that. And then we'll see what outfit Travis is going to be wearing.
Yeah, he better be repping Cleveland stuff at that point.
For sure. Okay, I do have an update for you, Alyssa. Do you remember last week I was telling you about how I was trying to make a friend with this guy that I met randomly at the suicide walk?
Yes.
And I didn't get his number there, but I Googled him and I found out where he worked. And so I was considering calling his work.
I still can't believe you were even thinking about doing that. But.
Well, I didn't. I didn't do it because of your reaction and from the advice of the listeners of this show. So I never called him at work. However, we did make contact.
Yay!
I will update you coming up here next on the Q Morning Show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Q104. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So if you haven't listened to us in a while, let me quickly recap you on what's been going on. So this happened a week ago Saturday now. Mm-hmm. I was at Wade Oval. I was there because I was emceeing the suicide walk. And there was a guy that I had seen before. He's a volunteer there. And we reconnected and we were talking during the walk. And as I was leaving, I realized, like, I should have asked that guy for his number or something, because I realized after talking to him for a few times now that we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
One of the things being is that he lives in Rocky River like I do, and he really lives up the street from me.
He's practically your neighbor.
But I was also thinking that because I had learned that he had just had a baby. They have a 9-month-old baby.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to call this guy Liam because I want to protect his name now. His name is Liam. I was just thinking that, he's from Detroit. He's
yes.
originally from Detroit, and the Guardians were playing Detroit all mm-hmm. last week. And I was also thinking, because they just had a baby, I know what that's like to live in a city where you have no family.
Yeah. You're away from everybody that you love and care about.
And you have a baby and it's just you and your wife mm-hmm. and you're completely overwhelmed. I know what that's like. So I was thinking another reason to connect with him and extend my friendship.
Right.
But I didn't ask for his number. So a missed opportunity there. And then I had talked about this on the show, how I Googled him because I know where he works. And it's like, do I call his work like out of the blue?
Yeah. I'm really glad that you didn't do that.
I did not do that.
Really glad you didn't.
That was some good advice on your part. So
you
I didn't
are so
do it.
Very welcome.
But I did friend request him on Instagram.
That's fine.
And that friend request stayed pending for almost a week. Cut to this past Saturday. It's game 5, Guardians Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And I think of Liam. And I'm like, I wonder if he's accepted my request yet. I go to Instagram. He did accept my request.
Woo! There we go. We got a new friend for Bill.
Well, not yet. So I messaged him again after I saw that he accepted my request so I can message him. So I said, hey, glad you got my request. My brother and I are at so-and-so bar in Westlake right now for game 5. If you aren't doing anything and you want to join.
Mm-hmm.
And he responded back. And he said, sounds like a great time. Thanks for the invite. We just got home and I have to work while I watch. Let's grab a beer or something sometime soon.
Oh, yay.
And so I texted back, cool, here's my cell so we can get off of Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And he hasn't responded to that. But I don't know. Did I overextend my hand again by giving him my cell?
No, you did perfect. You did great. I feel it's so funny, though, listening to you talk about this. Because you're basically going through all the motions of, like, online dating.
I know!
You are.
That's like, why even, it feels so weird.
Like, from Googling, finding where he works, finding his work phone number, requesting, and then being like, okay, well, I want to move this off of Instagram. That's always, like, the thing on dating apps. Like, well, I want to... Let's move this conversation off of the apps. And then it's, like, a big deal to give your number.
And I don't want to come off as desperate.
Well, if he listens to this show, you might be sounding a little desperate.
Forget it.
But hopefully he just doesn't listen.
Well, there's probably no danger in that.
If you're listening, Liam, then it's a different Bill. This isn't the same Bill.
The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 855 on Q104.
Victoria in Solon, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share some good vibes with us.
Okay, this is so small, but it's making me so happy. I did a whole, like, grocery run last week, and I was just, like, picking up stuff, and I didn't even pay attention to what I was buying, and this morning, I opened my refrigerator and looked in the back, and I realized I bought a whole thing of apple cider. And it's like, I was like, I just picked it out on a whim. I was getting like sodas and everything. And then I opened it this morning and it's like October and I found apple cider and I just poured myself a glass and it was like, it's not apple juice, right? It is.
Right. It is apple cider.
Cider.
What a pleasant surprise to open up your fridge to.
Oh, it's like I did myself a favor and I didn't even realize how great it was going to be.
Are you a fan of apple cider, Alyssa?
Oh, I love it.
Mm. We have some in the fridge. My kids seem to like it. I will see Will pour himself a big glass of apple cider.
Oh, and you know what? Heat it up, too. Like, put it, heat it up a little bit.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, that's the stuff right there.
For me, it's blech.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Bill's making a really gross face right now. I don't like.
But hey,
like is it like cilantro, where like some people taste it differently?
Maybe.
How can you not like it?
I don't know. It's for me. I put it in the category of pumpkin spice. I don't care for it, but I'm excited that everybody else is enjoying it this time.
All right, that's it. That was my final straw.
What?
I'm out.
Vote him off the island.
Doesn't like apple cider. I can't be here.
She's actually leaving. She's walking out of the studio. Thank you, Victoria, for sharing your good vibe this morning. Enjoy what is left of your apple cider. Did you get the big jug?
Oh, I got the big jug.
There are no vibes too big. There are no vibes too small. We just love that you share with us. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.